We the people. In order to form a more perfect union. You know, that's such a powerful phrase. It really is, and you know, it's really sad to see that the country is so divided the way it is. I mean, if you cannot see how divided this country is, then you're blind. This is crazy how divided we are. Look at 2001. 9/11. What did we the people do after that happened? We come together. And it's so sad to see how these people in the swamp, the deep state, want that destroyed. You know, we the people did not put Biden as president of the United States. They themselves put him in there. You got people like Pelosi. They're still in there. They have been in there from the beginning. And what these people are trying to do, the fake news, all the media outlets, they're trying to divide us. And it's kind of working. And that's so sad. It's so sad to see how divided we are. You know, that's how we built the Constitution. That's how we built up America, is we the people. And you got all these corporations and all these fake news outlets, all of that, just dividing us. You know, I've taken a lot of time away from doing any podcast. It's been a while since I've been on here. And that's because I was getting so wrapped up into it that it wasn't worth it, I'd say. You know, what's the point of politics? What's the point of, oh, he's president, he's not president? It should matter on we the people. Not politics, fascism, socialism. You know, it's about us being one. And that's what Trump showed us. He showed us how we the people could make America great again. And we are so strong. All we gotta do is come together. You know, and I think that's where a lot of people go wrong, is that they rely on all these Hollywood stars, corporations, all of that. If you could just be yourself for 1 second and realize that none of that matters. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. And that's what happened to me. Is I was so wrapped up in it, and one night I was just like, you know, what's the point? Honestly. Who needs news telling us, oh, there's another shooting today? There's always shootings. The only reason they're talking about it now is to continue their agenda, which is destroy America. And you know, I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for many years, since I was a kid, sitting in the truck with my grandpa, listening to it on the way into town. You know? And shortly before he passed, or he got diseased, or just, or died, I remember a lot of his recent shows, he would say to wake up America, and even Mark Levin, he says it too. And I think what we've seen now is a lot of people waking up. They're seeing the corruption that is going on in D.C. You know, honestly, America is such a beautiful country. None like it. And you got these people, this dirty swamp, destroying that beautiful country. And we're letting it happen. Do you honestly think you could remember what it was like before this whole COVID pandemic? Do you remember how fortunate everyone was? If you could think for one second what it was like before that. You know, times are so crazy. That's what everything is based on, is the coronavirus. I guarantee you in 20, 30 years, we'll be seeing if you or a loved one has took the COVID vaccine shot. You may be entitled to. And that's sad. You want to hear some real news? There is none. Because it shouldn't matter. News, any more news is fake, for one. Two, news is just dirty laundry spread out in a more cleaner way. And it's so sad that people actually believe that there was a virus. Notice how the COVID cases shot up and the flu flu went down. Pretty strange, if you ask me. A lot of you probably had the flu. But you also gotta think that COVID has been evolving for years. It's been around for years. And now they just come out with the vaccination for it. But all I can say is, wake up, Patriots. Because things are going to get really, really fucking wild. I mean, look at your calendars. Do you hear what Biden come out with today? He said that you will not have an Independence Day if you don't get this vaccination. You've got to be fucking kidding me. He's trying to take away Independence Day? Wake up, America.